how's sunny Southern California today, man?
It's a gorgeous day today.
We've got a beautiful day going for us, and it's the time of year here in Oklahoma. It could be cold when you're here, or it could be blazing hot, or it could be wonderful.
Well, let's go for wonderful.
Yeah, let's go for that. I'm looking forward to this show on the 26th, man. Have you guys played at Paradise Cove yet?
I believe we played at River Spirits, yeah.
This is a new venue, though. It's called Paradise Cove, and it's one of the best venues in the entire state, man. It's awesome.
Oh, good. I'm glad. I'm looking forward to it.
So am I. Really looking forward to it. So you've been the lead singer of Foreigner since 2005.
That is right.
So how did you fall into that gig, man? How do you luck into being the lead singer of Foreigner?
Well, hopefully it doesn't all have to do with luck. Maybe there's some talent involved.
Well, I know there's a lot of talent involved, but there's got to be some. It's music. It's rock and roll. It's got to be some luck involved.
Well, what happened was, I was not happy with what I was doing in my career, and I said to myself, because I was doing a lot of production and artist development and writing and so on, and I wasn't really happy with where it was going, and I said, I should consider going back to what I do best, which is singing. I had been passed over, not even called for a gig that I thought I would have been good for. So I made me say to myself, I need to be more proactive about what I'm doing. So I went out there and started looking around. I was on the internet, saw an article about a benefit show that Mick was doing with a couple of the guys, and I didn't know if that was a foreshadowing of what might be going on with Mick, or a new band with Mick, or I didn't know the state of Foreigner, and they had been dormant since like 2002 when Lou left again. I contacted management. We talked back and forth for a couple of months, and then they decided to send me a CD with no, the original recordings of some like 5 Foreigner big hits, the original recordings, but without vocals on it. And they said, put your voice on these. And so I did, and Mick got to hear those in New York, and they were coming out to rehearse for something. And I said, can I come down and jam with the guys? And they said, okay. And we did for about an hour and a half. And I remember distinctly, I left at 6 p.m. rehearsal, got home. They called me at 7 and said, listen, we're booking shows for next weekend. Do you want to start rehearsing tomorrow?
So I guess that was not only yeah, but hell yeah?
Well, it's a big step. You know that your world is going to change somewhat, and I hadn't been on the road in 13, 14 years at that time. A couple of conversations with myself, but I think it was all positive. So
this current version of Foreigner, nothing against the original band, but I think you guys recreate the songs on the record maybe better than the first band did.
I think that we're all trying to carry forward the idea, the sound, the vibe of Foreigner, and we're all very sincere and thoughtful about that. So that's nice that it's coming through.
I think a lot of people, especially today, they plunk their money down. They want to see Foreigner, and they want to hear Hot Blooded. They want to hear Feels Like the First Time. They want to hear the hits, man, the things that made you guys famous. So if you play some twisted version of that song, I mean, as long as it's still pretty true, people are going to like it. But if it's some kind of a weird cowboy version of Hot Blooded, they're not going to dig it.
Now, you might have come up with a good idea for a country artist right there.
Right? Not only are you this outstanding lead singer of this band, Foreigner, but I understand you're a foodie.
I do like to cook and eat, and I was on the Food Network show Chopped, and I won. Yeah, that's true.
Who did you beat?
Great friends, Lita Ford, Eddie Ojeda from Twisted Sister, Dweezil Zappa. It was a fun time.
So how do you end up getting on Chopped?
Oh, just letting people know I had an interest in it. And so, you kind of work on developing that kind of stuff.
Well, there's some super fine restaurants in Tulsa. I hope you get a chance to try some of them out.
Yeah, we usually come in the day of the show and leave like right after. It's we don't get to see the sights very often.
Are you going to be doing any cooking while you're there?
We're doing a special cooking event that's not open to the public the night before. At the casino, so that'll be fun. I'm going to curate a menu there and work with the house team to create a dinner event there. So, but that's a private event. So
cool.
But, I got my hand in there doing some cooking stuff along the way.
Doing an invitation only thing. Okay, very cool. Excellent.
Yeah.
Well, we've got a big giveaway going on with our Eagle app on the smartphones, where they can register to win a meet and greet with you guys and great seats for the show. And also
All right.
The new CD. Tell me about the new CD for a sec.
Well, the one, we're releasing this one at the end of the month, and it's Foreigner with the Symphony Orchestra. And we were able to go to Europe last year and we're recorded and filmed a show with a 60-piece orchestra, 50-voice choir, all volunteer choir. Had spent months doing the arrangements for the instrumentation to play along and around the Foreigner songs. Very challenging. but it sounds amazing, and I'm very happy about that. And that's coming out at the end of the month, and it's Foreigner and the 21st Century Orchestra.
Oh, that sounds awesome, man. I'm really looking forward to that. The last time you were here, we did a contest where we had one of the local high school choirs come and sing with you guys on stage.
I think we're going to be doing that again. We really enjoy doing that, and it helps raise awareness about the lack of funding for school music programs, and that's important to us. So it's something we've been doing for quite a while.
All right. Well, we're looking forward to this show, man. It's coming up on the 26th, River Spirit Casino. You're going to be playing Paradise Cove.
We're having a great time on this tour and really extending this 40th anniversary kind of vibe that we've been doing, which has been so amazing, having a blast. We're just coming off a little bit of a break, so we're primed and ready to play. And, you know, if you haven't seen us, you don't know, but we really like to interact and play with the audience and have a good time, and that's kind of our deal. So come on down and have fun with us.